This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 10th day of January, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday afternoon, about 1600 hours central time, I received a phone call from one of my closest, most trusted private sources, a gentleman I've been working with for more than 20 years. We've become very good friends. And he passed along the following to me. First of all, he's confirmed to his own satisfaction that there's at least 50,000 Spetsnaz troops inside the United States as we speak. New information. Now, that's confirmation of something we've been hearing now for 2.5 years. New information, however, that we have not got before. Unknown number of thousands of People's Liberation Army troops in Brazil training. Now, Brazil is not our friend. Don't get me wrong. They are not our friend down in Brazil. In addition, further confirmation of both Russian and Chinese submarines off both of our coasts and probably the Gulf Coast as well. So there's your heads up. After hearing us yesterday, Reverend Tim Spencer and myself talking about the sources were telling us yesterday, and then what I got from my private source yesterday afternoon. I think we all have our heads up. This coming Monday, the 13th of January, I'll be speaking at Ziggy's Restaurant in Springfield, Missouri, 5:30 p.m. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. That will be free and open to the public. I'll be distributing a confidential memorandum available only at the meetup that will not be emailed or faxed or distributed any other way. If you want to get it, you need to be there. I'll also have energy cleaners for sale, $25 off. To get the discount, you need to be there in person. My publicist has been recruited by a Fortune 500 company. I'll be losing her services here. In fact, I already have, so I'm looking to recruit a new publicist. If you go to my Facebook page, and I suggest you do that anyway, the John Moore Radio Show, you can get details on how to make some extra money if you've got that skill set. It's a unique skill set, being a publicist for somebody and finding and marketing me as a speaker. We do patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist. Ann is an engineer. She pays very careful attention to the things that concern us. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, that's very disturbing news that you have there. I think it bears repeating. Could you say something again about it? Because I'm very concerned.
Well, it is, and you should be. Well, my private source, this is a gentleman, we've been friends now for more than 20 years. He is closely connected to some very high levels of the U.S. military. He says the following, that there's 50,000 Russian Spetsnaz. You know, Russian Spetsnaz is an acronym for Russian Special Forces. They're equivalent of our Navy SEALs, Green Berets. 50,000 of these guys in the United States. Plus an unknown number of thousands People's Liberation Army troops in Brazil training. And then the Russian and Chinese submarines off our coast.
That's off the East Coast.
I believe, the way I interpret what he told me, both coasts, East and West Coast.
Okay, okay.
And, of course, we've had, within the last year, we have found enemy submarines in the Gulf of Mexico also. So
well,
I would say, more likely than not, all three coasts.
Yeah, I can see them coming out of the base in Cuba because of what they call, they're mining for oil. They're looking off the continental shelf for oil, and well, outside our territorial limits. So I knew that the Chinese and I didn't know the Russians, but I assumed that the Russians were also doing it. So I knew they were off the East Coast. And they have a base there in Cuba, and that would also allow them to go into the Gulf of Mexico, too. But on the West Coast, it's a little more difficult for me to see where their base of operations is. Do you have any idea?
Well, a nuclear submarine is pretty autonomous. They can go out for, at least our nuclear submarines, go out for a six-month tour of duty. So they really don't need a base to operate out of. It's close proximity. They more than likely have access to one or more ports in Mexico, but they quite frankly really don't need them. They can their fuel supply can literally last for years. They could be resupplied at sea for food. They can make their own fresh water. They've got that capability. But a six-month tour of duty for a submarine is not unusual at all.
Well, okay, I guess I knew that. It just it's just kind of a shocking to think.
It is shocking.
I know that our submarines are all over the world. I assume that they are anyway. But at the same time, that's very close to where I live, even though I live in the middle of the country. Well, all right. I suppose we could expect almost anything from them.
Well, the real threat posed by these submarines, of course, is the possibility of launching missiles over the continental United States, either to destroy cities with nuclear weapons or to do an EMP attack, which is probably at this point more likely than devastation on the ground. the time from launch to detonation in the upper atmosphere is probably no more than 10, 15 minutes, which means no warning at all of any consequence.
Yeah, I was going to say they updated the warning system for the civilians, and now it all comes out of Washington, goes to CBS affiliates across the country. And our listeners should know that they should know which stations are the CBS affiliates, because the CBS affiliates then send that information out to the ABC, NBC, CBS affiliates.
That would be good to know. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 10th day of January. And we've got our first caller here. We have Bill from Ohio. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, John and Ann. John, I just wanted to make a comment on what you said yesterday about a possible coup, a military coup against Obama.
Yes, sir.
If all they do is take out Obama and his immediate people or whatever, I don't think that's going to amount to nothing. I think they really need, there needs to be almost a complete overturning in this country with all the corruption in the corporations and in the bureaucracy and that kind of thing. So So, like, in my opinion, it would just be if Obama is the only one taken out and maybe his immediate staff and some top guys in the government or something, I don't think that'll amount to anything. So I just kind of would figure it just to be a big show.
Well, we'll see. I'm not part of anything of that nature, of course, and I can only hope that they do the right thing so that there's permanent good change and return to our constitutional republic being put back in place the way it should be.
Exactly. All right, that's okay. What I wanted to say.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. And these flu viruses are just spinning wildly out of control. There's three or four different ones around the United States. We're in the middle of the flu season, of course, for the next 2-3 months. Can you summarize what you're observing and what your concerns are?
Well, yes, I'm concerned that we are probably under a bio attack. But that's biological warfare. Viruses are the weapon of choice because they're hard to treat. And I want to tell you that for the first time we've had H5N1 in North America, and in fact the person has died. Now he was he first showed symptoms of the H5N1 on December 27th, so that was 2 days after Christmas, on a flight from Beijing to Vancouver. And the passenger continued on to Edmonton, Alberta, after spending a few hours in the Vancouver airport. And at neither time, although he showed symptoms, he was not monitored by health authorities either at Vancouver or at Edmonton. He went into the hospital on January 1st, which would have been 5 days later, and then he died on January 5th. So the course of this disease was 10 days. Of course, they don't know what the incubation period was or where he caught it.
Right.
And the symptoms, though, were unusual, atypical, but they have been seen before with the H5N1. I call this the hemorrhagic bird flu. This H5N1, this is the bird flu that that causes organ failure by bleeding from every organ in your body. And it's a nasty, nasty virus. And but his symptoms were fever, malaise, in other words, tired or, you know, you just don't feel like doing anything, and headache.
Right. Right.
And the headache worsened, and so they did a screening on him, thinking that he, you know, trying to figure out what he had, and he had the H5N1. Now, it's probable, since he was flying from Beijing, that he caught it in China or was given it in China. China does have some H5N1 cases, and they report them through the World Health Organization. It is now a notifiable disease. But, of course, Canada will report this as coming from China, not originating in North America. The diagnosis at the time of death was inflammation of the brain and linings that cover the brain. So we're talking about encephalitis and meningitis. And there's, you know, viral meningitis, we know people that get that and survive. But when you have encephalitis in addition to that, and the Tamiflu doesn't work against the H5N1. So, and it kills 60% of those who are infected. 60%. I mean, we're not talking.
Well, that's huge. The Spanish flu killed what? But 1 or 2% of those that got it?
Yes, less than 2%.
The 1918 Spanish flu, which killed tens of millions of people worldwide.
Yes, and they've been watching this H5N1. I think we've been talking about it for 2 or 3 or 4 years. And the closest it had come before was that it got into the Dominican Republic through a cockfighting event. Somebody did not go through quarantine with their birds, and those birds were infected. And they killed every chicken in the Dominican Republic, which caused a problem in Haiti, which, as you know, is on the same island.
Right.
Such that people lined up at the border from Haiti trying to get food out of the Dominican Republic, which didn't exist because they stamped it out, which was you know, what they had to do because
it's a tragic thing, but it was the right thing to do, wasn't it?
It was the right thing to do. And that was probably 2 years ago. And although it did not get much press here, it was covered in the epidemiology community because they are so worried about this H5N1. And so far we had kept it out of the Western Hemisphere. Now, so this is the first case, and the people and the person died. They're being, because of medical privacy rules, HIPAA, they aren't releasing the gender of the person, the age, although they say it was less than 58. One of the doctors did release that. And he was otherwise healthy. The patient was otherwise healthy. Now, H5N1 is not normally transmitted between humans, and the largest cluster that I've heard about is less than 10. It would have to, a cluster of 40 is something to be worried about, because that means that the base reproduction rate is 1. And when you get up to base reproduction rate greater than 1, then you have an epidemic, because one person will transmit it to more than one person. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
One is when one person transmits it to one person. Above that, one person can transmit it to more than one person, and then, of course, you have an epidemic. And when it's below, which this one is, way below, then you don't have an epidemic because the person may transmit it, but to less than one person. So it'd be a very close cluster. Now, there were two people traveling with the infected person. You can tell from their press releases that they're being very careful not to tell you whether it was male or female.
Right.
And they are following them for 10 days. Now, I thought that we had increased that to 14 days, but anyway, they're going to follow them for 10 days to ensure they don't have any symptoms. They're also going to notify the other passengers. Now, this is, so the 27th, and today is the 10th, so we're talking 15 days. So 2 weeks after the fact, they're going to notify the other passengers from the flights between Beijing and Edmonton and are following a group of the patients, quote, close contacts. Now, they say that they're treating them with medication, probably Tamiflu, but so far they say nobody has been sickened. Now, he died on the 5th, so they're only 5 days into what would be an incubation period of, well, I'd say 10 to 20 days. I think the range for the incubation goes from 5 to 20, but they're going to follow them for 10. You know, sometimes you can use statistics on this, and sometimes you have to use the range. And in this case, I would use the range, but I'm not part of the medical community. That's just my observation as an outsider.
Right.
So this is something we need to be aware of. That we don't know how he was infected. We don't know if the other two people traveling with him
were infected. Hold that thought, Anne. We have a break. We'll be back after the break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the castle law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore. It is Friday, the 10th day of January. Freeze Dry Guy has some things on sale at freezedryguy.com. Get a case of beans for $97. That's six number 10 cans of freeze-dried beans. Scrambled eggs with bacon. These are alert rations, long-range patrol rations. Scrambled eggs with bacon. A great way to start a cold morning out in the bush or even in a shelter someplace. 1 to 3 cases, $112.95. 4 to 6 cases, $106.75. And you get more discounts the more cases you buy. Frequently, even the active duty troops have difficulty getting their hands on these excellent long-range patrol, what we call LERP rations. They were most highly desirable ones that we could get our hands on. I know when I was in Special Forces out in the bush, that's what we always wanted was the LERP rations. You can get all the details at freezedryguy.com. There's a link on my website on my link page. TheLibertyMan.com, toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, and we got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we have Rose. Good morning, Rose.
Yes, a minute. Let me turn this down. Yes, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. One is, I heard the other day, I was hearing this talk show host, and there was a caller who made gave an advice to him to take the hepatitis 2 vaccine, and I know this is for Anne, that I wanted her to. I personally don't think that that's a good advice, but I wanted to verify with her. And then related to this virus that she's mentioning, H1N1, is that correct?
Right.
How is this virus transmitted? Is it through contact or, you know, air?
The H5N1?
H1N1.
Oh, well, H1N1. Yeah, it's transmitted respiratory. So it's through coughing, sneezing, touching surfaces that may contain the virus, and then touching your face.
Okay, and then in terms of that, if a person, we know somebody who works at the airport, what precaution should this person take?
Well, you can wear a medical mask and goggles, because this virus will get in through your eyes. Want to avoid touching your face, wear gloves or something. Wearing gloves is always a good idea. And make sure, what I do is I run hydrogen peroxide over my hands and even up to as far as my wrist, and I rub it in. And if there's any cracks in the skin, you can tell it because it'll burn. And if you have cracks in your skin, that's another way of getting it. They don't stress that, but it's possible.
And when
she had a question also, Anne, about which hepatitis vaccine was it, Rose?
Hepatitis 2.
Hepatitis 2 vaccine. Do you have any thoughts on that, Anne?
Well, it's making people sick over in Asia. I don't know if it's their particular batch or not. And I don't know where it was manufactured. But in general, the hepatitis virus is very hard to get rid of. And it can stay on surfaces up to a week or 10 days. So what you do want to take the vaccine, because you can pick it up in your doctor's office. You can pick it up from anybody who has hepatitis, and there are silent carriers of hepatitis. And hepatitis will destroy your liver. So I recommend getting the vaccine, yes.
No, but if the person does not have hepatitis.
Well, the vaccine is for people who do not have hepatitis.
Oh, this is for the people who do not have it?
Yes. They'll treat you if you get it, but it's very difficult to treat because it's in your liver.
Oh, so you recommend people to take it even if you don't have it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, Rose, there's another argument here. Many medical doctors, including Dr. Deagle that we work with every Friday, many medical doctors will not take any vaccine for any reason for themselves, their spouses, their children, or grandchildren. So there's some controversy about these vaccines. There's no consensus on the vaccine theory.
Yeah, I believe that we should avoid them personally.
Well, okay. It's a personal choice. Rose, thank you for the call. We appreciate
it. Thank you, sir.
Next, we've got April in New Jersey, regular caller. Good morning, April.
Hi, April.
Hi, good morning. I wanted, on a different note, I wanted your insight, both you and Anne. Our president was in Hawaii for his holiday, his Christmas vacation, and Hawaii is where he was raised.
You mean his Ramadan vacation?
Yeah, well, let's think about something here differently. what I keep thinking is this, is that Chinese troops were on Hawaiian soil under his approval in November. Then in December, and supposedly they were only there till the 14th, then in December, he goes there on vacation, for which he and his children only returned. Michelle Obama is staying in Hawaii. She has never come back to Washington yet. Her children and her husband return, but Michelle Obama is still on vacation in Hawaii. There's an excellent article about that this morning in the Washington Times. what I can't figure out, if I were President of the United States, the last place I would want to go is to an area on a holiday with my children as the president of this country where the People's Liberation Army was basically housed. It seems to me to be the greatest concern for safety. And how many of those guys just didn't go back? And before that, in September, there was the Pacific Rim exercise. So I'm thinking about all of these things. I listened to the beginning of your show. I went back on and I got the whole show from yesterday when you were talking to Tim, who's a really great guy, and the concerns of with the military. And, of course, it's horrendous, and it to me it's treasonous that he's firing all of these generals and these honorable men in the military. But I can't put it together in my own mind that our president would be spending such a long vacation in a place where the People's Liberation Army was. And I just wanted to know if anyone else, and of course Michelle Obama is staying there. She has not come back. And I wanted to find out if anyone else is thinking along this. I mean, why would he feel safe where the Chinese army was? This isn't usual American thinking.
Right. Well, I don't believe there's any conflict or danger posed to the President of the United States by the People's Liberation Army. I think they're more likely buddies than they are.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He feels
right.
safe with them.
Right.
He feels safe. A normal person, let us say, like us, we would be saying our security would say, well, maybe it's not the right time to go back to Hawaii. Let's stay local, right?
Right. Well,
not in this instance, and I just wanted your insight on that.
Well, that's my insight. I don't see where there's any conflict or danger posed to this man or his wife by the People's Liberation Army. Ann, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I'm not sure how close we are with the Chinese. He's a Middle Eastern person. You know, we saw him bow to the King of Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
But China, Biden went over to China and he got the cold shoulder. You know, he was going to tell him to leave the islands between China and Japan alone when they imposed the no-fly zone and I don't know what they told him, but he didn't get what he was sent there for, and Kerry, he won't even go into China. So, I guess I agree with you, except that the Chinese are setting up free trade zones all across the country.
That's right.
And, unilateral, yeah.
That's our sovereign territory. There's no American equivalent in China, by the way, that I'm aware of.
Oh, no. And,
they're not going to tolerate that.
No, and they just recently set up a big one in Los Angeles, a huge one. So, I think that when we sold those bonds and China bought them, you know, it's like the person who puts $5,000 in the bank owns them. If he puts in $5 billion, he owns the bank. I think China thinks they own us. And, he has to kowtow to them because of our banking industry.
This is true. Well, thanks for your insight, and
let you
know that her new nickname in the newspapers is Michelle Antoinette. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh!
Okay, thank you. We got a break. Call the numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 10th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find energy cleaner for sale. Great way to wake up pain-free in the morning with more physical energy, more mental clarity than you've had in years. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. A little bit more to Canada. We ship these to every continent, but the Antarctic, I'm waiting for my first Antarctic order to come in. My toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, slowly, 800-592-9543. Check out my website, a lot of interesting free downloads there. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, and we're talking about these flu viruses that are going around and ways to mitigate that, and stay healthy.
Yeah, I wanted to finish off on the H5N1 and then move to the H1N1.
Sure.
I mean, people may get these confused because, you know, they probably hear the H and the N and they don't realize right. that they're different varieties. The right. H5N1 is what I call a hemorrhagic flu, and I'm not even, you know, I wouldn't call it a flu except that it's an H and an N. All of those are designated as bird flus. But this is, there is a sentinel for the H5N1, and that is chickens. They die within 8 to 24 hours of being in contact with the virus. And it's pretty obvious that it was the H5N1 because there's usually a lot of blood involved. Anyway, what people can do is they can keep, most people now live in a suburban or urban neighborhood, and they can keep these little miniature fancy chickens called bantams. And there's all sorts of varieties. And what I suggested here was to the people in charge was that every subdivision have a different variety assigned to them. So that if, let's say that one of those from the neighboring subdivision died in your subdivision, then you could trace it back to the other subdivision. But in any case, this is getting into the details. But it's better for the chickens to die, for the bantams to die, than for your children to die. That's right. What I'm trying to say. Children are also a sentinel. So I know that it sounds bad, but you have to use sentinels to know what's going on around you. You can't see a virus. I mean, there's no way that you're going to see it. But you can tell that it's there by what happens, whether you catch it or not. Okay, going on to the H1N1, what people are dying from this. We got some good information out of Canada, from Alberta. And they said that there had been, in Alberta, 251 people had been hospitalized and 5 people had died so far. Now, so you have 251 people have been hospitalized. This H1N1 not only causes respiratory distress with the pneumonia, but I'm getting a little overwrought here because it's
That's
terrible
okay.
happening.
That's okay.
Is that it moves into the organs, and essentially people die of organ failure. The prisoner in Texas who died, he had a drainage tube in his lungs, and so he was being drained. He was on a respirator, so he was getting oxygen, and there was another case in Canada where they had special oxygenated treatment for them. That was in British Columbia, and that person died. But they don't say why. I mean, if you're being maintained on a respirator and your lungs are being drained, there's no reason for you to die.
Right.
And yet these people die. And that's because there is massive organ failure. These 251 people have been hospitalized. That doesn't mean they're out of the woods. I mean, they're in the hospital, but that doesn't mean they're going to survive. Or even if they do survive, they may have lasting health effects. In other words, they may have heart problems, they could have liver problems, kidney problems, all sorts of problems, because they've had this H1N1. This H1N1, we think, came out of a biolab in Mexico. A fellow was down there, an epidemiologist was down there, a biological lab was down there, and a fellow, one of the lab scientists, was working with swine and with the flu, and it was first detected in San Diego by the Navy. The Navy is very good because they test if the personnel or their families are sick, they go to a Navy facility and they find out what you've got because they don't want you sick on their ships. You know, when you're in close quarters on a Navy ship, they can't afford to have sick people there. I mean, it would just devastate the people people on the ship, and especially in submarines. So the Navy is pretty good about that. And they discovered this, and that's why it's called California A virus, 2009, because it was first diagnosed by the Navy in San Diego. Anyway, so then they put it in the vaccine. Well, one of the vaccines that they used is called FluMist. FluMist uses an attenuated virus, not an inactivated virus. An attenuated virus is a live virus. It's just not as strong as the normal virus. So they put it in there as H1N1PDM09. Now people are, so that was in 2010, they started that in 2011, 2012, 2013, which is this year, flu season. And lo and behold, people are dying from this. Now in addition to putting in the H1N1, they also put in the H3N2 variant virus. And, when you use the flu mist, what happens is that humans become the mixing vessel, and those viruses will exchange parts of each other and develop into super viruses. And because that can happen in humans, then they can maintain their respiratory transmission between people. So you can have a flu that's transmitted easily from one person to another, what we call an epidemic flu, and yet has these other characteristics, for instance, hemorrhagic characteristics. So, we still have 2 months to go with the flu. The other countries, now this is very, very interesting. Countries outside of North America are not seeing this H1N1 influenza and the deaths. They're dealing with the B virus and with a different A virus, not the H1N1. So, again, when you talk about military action, and you have to remember that the administration has all sorts of controls and weapons that are under their jurisdiction. In other words, they administer all of the public health facilities and other facilities that are available to them, USDA and the FDA and all that. So, you need to balance that in when you think about warfare and biological warfare. Now, we know that the H1N1 was first distinguished in Texas, in the Houston area. And that was because there was a very smart public health worker there who said, well, we always expect people to die during the flu season, but normally they're the elderly and the infants. And we're seeing cases of people die who are healthy and are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Now, the CDC still hasn't come out with a statement that says that the range of ages for the people dying is in their 50s. They say people between 18 and 49 are most susceptible. Well, they're not looking at the range, I guess, because we know of several cases right in the 50s.
And we are out of time. We'll do some radio later today with Dr. Deagle.
All right. Thanks, John.
Okay, thank you. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. You all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a wonderful, productive, fun weekend, and God bless America.